This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The 2026 forecast shows that there will be another strong El Nino. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Many parts of rural America have seen some wild back-and-forth temperature swings combined with on-again, off-again winter weather. John Baranek, an agricultural meteorologist from DTN, said we're seeing a lot of normal temperature swings during the transition from winter to spring.
When you go through that transition period here, March and April especially, I mean, that's the perfect time to just ride it. Get some bursts of heat coming through. Won't last long. You get some cold bursts coming through. They won't last long, and you just kind of figure out how everything's kind of moving along there. But as long as you can ride the roller coaster and understand that your forecast here for the next 2 weeks might be changing on a daily basis quite significantly.
While a term making rounds on social media predicts a Godzilla El Nino, Baranek said it will likely be a strong El Nino, no matter how you refer to it.
I guess use an adjective what you want, but there is a pretty significant threat. Well, I don't know if threat's the right word, but a possibility there of a really strong El Nino coming back into play here later this year. El Nino looks almost a guarantee. Things are setting up there in the Pacific Ocean where it's going to get warm rather quickly here over the next couple of months. Just how warm that's going to be is a little bit of a question mark, but I think there is potential there for it being really strong.
However, this is nothing new for the Midwest. Baranek said the U.S. just had a super El Nino a few years ago.
It was just 3 years ago, 2023, where we had a super El Nino in the Pacific Ocean, and we're kind of trending that way. A lot of models are giving the same sort of idea, same shape, almost same timing with it too, which makes the 2023 season kind of a good analog year to look at when we look at kind of how the weather is going to go through the rest of this year too. Needless to say, when we get an El Nino, whether it's a super El Nino or super strong or not, that tends to leave us with some pretty good conditions across the middle of the U.S.
For the World of Agriculture on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.